system to the civil justice system. That's up for a big shake-up as well. A new judge, Kevin Belt, replaced Stuart Morris running VCAT, and apparently a sort of an audit, a review of the tribunal, is being announced by the Attorney General, Rob Hulls. Now, one of the main users of VCAT, of course, are people who are involved in planning disputes. Save Our Suburbs has been a participant in many a case before VCAT to do with planning. Ian Quick is president of SOS, Save Our Suburbs, the planning activist group. Ian, good morning. If there's an audit or a review of VCAT, what would you like to see changed?
I'd like to see a lot of things change, and I'm not actually convinced there is going to be a full review of it at the moment. Like the Melbourne 2030 review that's going on at the moment, it's got very limited terms of reference, so we've got no idea what they're going to review on VCAT at the moment and if it's going to lead anywhere.
Well, what would you like to see, if indeed you can put in an ambit claim at this early stage?
Well, the biggest thing we want to see is complete review of why VCAT actually and how VCAT reviews planning decisions. At the moment, council actually look at its local policies, look at state planning, decides whether a planning permit is issued or not issued. If the developer or a resident actually takes that to VCAT, the whole process happens again. Mm-hmm. The VCAT member looks up in the air and says, well, I think this deserves a planning permit and gives it, or decides, no, I don't think it does, and doesn't give it. Now, we see no use at all for having a body to replicate what the council has been doing on planning. So I think that
whole...
Well,
it's just where councils throw their hands up in the air and say, this is all too hard.
But that's not normally the case. Quite often the council throw their hands up in the air and say, well, VCAT's going to make the decision anyway, why don't we just put it through to VCAT? And it's copping out from councils. If they didn't have VCAT there making the decisions, then councils couldn't do that as a cop-out.
All right, now that's a review of the planning system, I suspect, rather than actually VCAT. How do you want to see VCAT's actual machinery change once you're there?
Well, one of the problems we have at the moment is you have residents sitting on one side and you have teams of lawyers and expert witnesses on the other side being paid by the developer.
What can you do about that?
Well, for one thing you could do, the expert witnesses could work for VCAT, not for the developer. So the expert witnesses could actually be independent expert witnesses, not actually paid for by the developer.
Oh, okay. Why not? Let's go for the big things first.
Because one of the problems actually is you sit there as a resident and you're not necessarily an expert in planning law. The developer, of course, has a lawyer there who is expert in planning law and has an expert witness whose full-time job is being paid to go to VCAT and say, yes, the development looks good.
So you're actually saying you want an inquisitorial tribunal rather than an adversarial tribunal?
That would be a vast improvement.
That's a shift in culture, the likes of which I'm not sure we've seen in any jurisdiction that I can think of. I mean, that's asking the courts to adopt a European-style justice system.
But what are you actually trying to accomplish with VCAT? Are you trying to accomplish, has the council done the right thing, the right process, and actually deciding whether something is a planning permit or not? Are you trying to decide from scratch should the planning permit be issued or not? Now, in either one of those cases, why shouldn't it be a more inquisitive type approach?
What about more use of mediators and mediation?
Most of the mediation sessions that we see go on aren't that successful because there's just too much difference between the two parties to come to an agreement. And the developer doesn't really have an interest in coming to an agreement in most cases because they know if it goes through a full VCAT hearing, they're very likely to actually get their permit.
So they say, well, don't compromise, just go for the doctor and we'll get pretty much what we're asking for.
Correct. Okay. Statistically, they're actually right in doing that because more often than not, they are going to get what they're asking for.
All right. Well, we'll see in due course exactly where this goes, but thank you for outlining for us the exact magnitude of the challenge this morning. Ian Quick, President of SOS, Save Our Suburbs. And speaking of...